Well, I think my most memorable one was when 5 years ago when I took part in a English enhancement camp in New Oriental School in mainland China. And the camp was organized by two Americans, and they we practiced English, they introduced their culture to us, and it lasts for 10 days, and I think at that period, my oral English improved a lot. Yeah.
And how about reading? Do you have some memorable English language reading experiences?
Well, yeah, I think that's nothing to do with courses. It's just a book I read. It's Jane Eyre, and I think that was the second time I read it, and it was English, and it really touched me, and I was greatly moved by the characters in that book. I think that was a very pleasant one. Yeah.
And now your major is psychology, so I guess there is a fair bit of reading to do. So is the course in English or Chinese?
It's completely in English. Uh-huh.
And so how do you find that?
Well, I think that kind of reading is definitely different from ordinary books, because that contains a lot of major languages. And you know, I think for every one of us, just confined to me. I think it's really hard to understand at first, and even when you understand it, I'm not motivated to do that. It's just it's somehow a painful experience. Yeah, in every sentence, at least two words, I do not understand, and it interrupts my comprehension. Yeah.
So what's your strategy? Do you use a printed dictionary or an online dictionary, a portable dictionary?
Actually, I use an online dictionary because it's more convenient. And I think portable dictionaries may, first of all, it's heavy. And second, I don't think it's as convenient as online. And you need to flip the pages and take a lot of time.
And these days, some of the material is presented in a digital format, not printed version.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer to work with printed material or ebooks?
In my opinion, I would more like printed ones, because sometimes you see, I think there's a slightly difference between looking for dictionary and reading books. Looking for dictionary just take a few minutes, but reading books may take a few hours. And if I read ebook for more than 2 hours, I'll feel very painful and dizzy. And besides, ebooks are not very easy to flip pages, not as easy as printed ones. So I prefer printed books.